From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Audio. What's up, you mother suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Blackson. I'm never alone.
That's right, Mike. You remember that one.
It's yes,
Chinese best friend.
Chinese best friend is always here with me, man. Yeah. What is life like without a best friend? And then not only are you just a best friend, Chinese, you are also Chinese, but you're Filipino.
Mike, I'm half. It's okay.
Who claim you? Filipinos or Chinese niggas? Which one claim you?
I think Filipinos claim me more because social media is not allowed in China. I might have to change my name, Mike, because my followers have been stuck for 2 years, the same amount.
You haven't gained no followers in 2 years?
Yeah, it's been stuck there.
Like, every time I tag you, what happens?
I lose followers. Yeah, because they know that I'm with you. And then I gain followers when you don't post anything. And they'll be like, where's
Michael
Blackson?
So you want to change your name to?
Filipino best friend.
Right. What are you wearing today, Filipino Chinese best friend?
I'm wearing a beautiful sweater from your other room. Thanks, Michael Blackson. I'll make sure to return it.
And it was free clothes from somebody, I'm
Typo.
Sure. Oh, is it is that the name Typo?
Yeah.
Was it like he meant to spell it that way or was it Typo?
Yeah, I can't wear this.
Well, shout out to Typo for
Typo,
giving.
Typo, yeah, thanks a lot, Typo, yeah.
For the free clothes. I don't know his IG, I forgot.
It must be shame. Typo, at Typo.
At Typo Clothing, maybe? I don't fucking know Chinese best friend.
Well, how about what you're wearing, Michael Blackson?
Chinese
you look
friend.
Very, really nice today.
Yeah, I feel like an animal, like a cheetah. and a tiger and a lion. I went to the Versace store. I said, give me all the animal prints you have.
they give it all to you at once?
All at one time, Chinese best friend. I'm just waiting for my free clothes from Versace. They still hasn't given me free clothes yet.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Christmas is coming. They better, because you're going to end up spending another $20,000 over there. You could buy a used Honda Civic with that.
So you want us to change your name to Filipino
best friend.
Talk about changing names. Guess who changed your name officially?
Huh?
Kanye West.
No.
He's no longer Kanye. He's now Ye.
Hasn't he always been Ye?
Well, now he just Ye by himself.
Just with no last name? Just first name?
The nigga is Ye, okay? Nah, he's just half a name. He's Ye, he just half a name. And he also has a half a haircut. You said that he got a new haircut?
Yeah, that guy haircut looked like he didn't pay his gardener. You know, when you don't pay your gardener when they're gardening?
No, I just think Stevie Wonder cut his hair. Or he got his hair cut in the dark.
You know, Michael Black says Stevie Wonder can't see, but he could hear.
Maybe his barber cut his hair with a machete, or they probably used a fucking iron. Kanye, Yeezy, Yee, whatever your fucking name is, get a new barber, motherfucker, because he fucked your shit up.
I think Supercut could give him a better haircut.
Supercut
would
be called white people's hair, Chinese best friend. I've never seen no goddamn black man Supercut.
My first haircut in the United States was Supercuts.
Chinese best friend. Yes. You're not black.
Supercuts was my first.
How many have you seen a black man at Supercut?
Oh, you know what?
Exactly.
Matter of fact, I live next to it. I'm going to go drive by there tomorrow. You're right.
Just take a black dog there. See if they would even try to cut that puppy's hair.
They felt weird. I remember that time when I was like, please cut my hair.
And then, because they use the scissors.
Asian one there.
Black people don't cut our hair with fucking scissors.
Oh,
we use
you're right.
Clippers.
You can't do a fade with scissors.
No, you can't do a fade with scissors. We need a fade. We need our hairline to be tight. That's why we have so much style, man. You guys just use a fucking, your same shit you use to cut clothes is what y'all used to fucking cut your hair with. Now you have no hair. Now you go to a black barber, because now you could use a fucking razor.
I want to have that thing that you attach in the hair.
You want a fucking weave, Chinese best friend?
Is that what they call that, weave, even for men?
Yeah, you get a nice low-cut weave.
Yeah, if any barbers are listening, I don't know if you are, but please give me hair.
I would love to see you in a fucking black, you want waves?
I
want to
have the same hair as you.
Nah, that's that. Now you're going to need extensions, nigga.
No, you don't need to.
What, like you want to fucking put a wig on Chinese best friend?
No, just they stick it with a super glue or something.
Yeah, but you know, you want me to cut my fucking hair and add it to your hat?
No, they have already made one, Mike. It's made out of like Indian horses or something. I don't know.
So you're saying black people hair made out of Indian horses?
No, some guy is selling it.
Chinese best friend, that's racist.
Alibaba.
I hope the niggas are listening to you. Alibaba sells Chinese
black
hair.
They sell everything. From car parts to everything. I bought a car part there the other day, but they gave me a wrong one. Yeah, I was so pissed.
For your 1972 Range Rover?
Yeah, Range Rover, yeah. I cut my hand. I was like digging there.
You had one of the first Columbo. I watched an episode of Columbo, and I think I saw your Range Rover. And Columbo was from like the 70s and 80s.
Mike, Range Rover is 2009, Michael Black said. It only has 220,000 miles. I went back to the moon and to Pluto.
I could tell, yeah. Jeff Bezos. That was his used car, motherfucker. All right, talking about Jeff Blesso and other important people. I got a future. Last time this nigga was here, he was running for president. He changed his mind.
Yeah, I heard it. He doesn't want to run.
You can't just jump out of nowhere and just run for president.
Donald Trump allowed to do that. No?
Well, Trump was still like, you know, he was still like a rich man that we knew. He owned a lot of businesses.
Oh, you're right.
You know, like Barack Obama was a senator.
Yeah.
The Bushes were governors, right?
Governors.
No governors.
Arnold was a governor.
Arnold's not running for president. You have to be born American to run for president. I could never run for president. I can't even run for fucking block captain. I'm not even a citizen. I can't be fucking the neighborhood's watch.
Commander. You can't run for a neighborhood watch commander?
I can't, but I know one guy. Last time he was here, he's running for president. Now he decided I can't just run for president.
You gotta crawl first before
you walk.
It's
like you can't just like just be a virgin and just fuck a prostitute.
Why not?
You got to baby step, nigga. You got to at least get your dick sucked by like the neighborhood whore. You can't just jump into, you know, you can't just go from never having sex to, you know, sticking your dick in a whale's mouth. I mean to compare a prostitute's vagina to a whale's mouth.
Yeah. It's okay, Mike. I don't think they're listening.
What, the whales or the prostitutes?
Both.
All right. Well, my guy ran for no more president. He ran for governor. My nigga Darius McCrary's in the building.
Holy crap. Darius McCrary's in the house. Mike, every time I see Darius McCrary, he's 20 years younger. What kind of elixir is he using?
Man, that's called chooses and berries. So he...
There it is. I mean, Michael introduced it to me, you know, when he brought it back from Africa, and I have been on it ever since.
This son of a bitch never gave me any of those.
It won't work on your skin, Chinese Bessie.
Because, yeah. But you know what, though, Chinese Bessie? You really do resemble a black man. You are a brother from another mother to me, and I just want you to know that I identify with you as black.
Oh, Mike, you hear that?
He might be black to you. He's a nigga to me.
Well, Mike, I'm running for governor now.
I'm sorry.
So I have to be politically correct.
So governor, what, it is California?
California.
Oh, wow.
You know, I'm a native Californian.
Born and raised.
I'm born and raised.
Where are you born? What part of Cali?
South Central. You know, I'm from 60. I'm from 60.
Holy crap.
Yeah, oh, running 60s?
Yeah, running 60s, cuz.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I thought you was born in Chicago.
Yeah. No. That's Eddie Winslow from Chicago.
Oh, Eddie Winslow was born in Chicago.
Yeah, see, you know. And you know what? After I do my tenure here in California as mayor, as governor, they tried to get me to run for mayor first, but mayor has no power.
Yeah.
So
they don't have any power?
Not much.
Well, you know, can't keep the money. They can't steal money, huh?
They can't steal money. Right, that part. So after that, we might go do something in Chicago to help the people of Chicago because they really need help there.
You didn't come alone. You brought your lady with you.
I brought my lady. Natanya.
Natanya?
Yes,
Natanya.
Before my other guests come, you could that way have your own mic.
Yeah, you could have your own mic.
Have your own mic before I bring my ladies on. Yeah. So that way we can talk for a minute before I bring on the Blacks and Angels. It's Titty Tuesday.
Yeah.
Let's talk for a second. And when the ladies come, they'll take over. Then she can move over.
Yeah.
When the ladies come, let's get to meet your woman.
This
man.
Is my beautiful and my lovely fiance Tanya, the artist formerly known as Tanya James, who will be, her new stage name will be Tanya McCrary. Okay. But I told her to keep James. Tanya James McCrary. I want to be like Jackie Onassis. Keep all the motherfucking names.
That's right. Keep
them
all.
That's a great name.
You know I was keeping them anyways. He didn't have to tell me.
Yes, baby.
Wow, who was she married to before?
Well, she was married to my godfather, actually.
Who's your godfather?
Rick James.
I'm Whoa! Rick James, bitch. God damn.
Oh, so Rick James.
Right. So she's my fairy godmother wife.
Wow. So your
damn,
godfather dies,
incestuous.
Rest in peace, and then you take his woman.
No, that's not
Mr. Steal your bitch right here.
No, she took me, actually. I mean, it was a whirlwind, and
Is that how you remember it?
Yes,
I do. Don't make me burn you.
Oh, baby, you know, we will burn a bitch. I didn't say that. I'm running for governor. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
He said it.
You keep talking like they can run for block captain, motherfucker. So how long you guys been, you know, fucking?
Great question, Michael Bluxon.
Well, you know, we've been together on and off for about 17 years now.
Wow.
Oh, Rick James was alive 17 years ago.
No, he was not.
Yeah,
no,
he was.
No, so so let me tell you. Look,
Mike,
look,
your Wi-Fi is not working.
Mike, go to fact check. Listen. So what happened was it was just fate, right, man?
When did Rick James die? When did...
Wow.
Right. No.
She was having an affair with you.
No,
she was married.
She was not. That's not how that happened.
I met Darius at the funeral.
Oh, you're right. Exactly. Oh.
Yeah.
17 years ago.
Yeah, at the funeral.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
And you know, the way that it really went
Well, you
down,
know what? That's why people crash funeral crashes. Right. I heard of wedding crashes. I also heard of women are so vulnerable on funerals.
You're
they are
right.
Sad
no.
and they're ready
that
to give up
right.
the pussy.
No,
no.
Right? You took advantage of me.
I did not know.
Guilty?
No, I actually, I am guilty, but I was taking advantage of. When,
I'm tying
when
you up and burning you
please,
when we get
promise.
Home.
Promise, yes.
Titty Tuesday.
Yay!
Wow.
No, but you know what? It's really deep, though, because we have a really deep connection. Being a veteran in this industry for 37 years now, you know, it's really hard to find people that are real, people that really understand what it is we go through as entertainers. You know, Mike, I always tell you all the time, man, and I mean, Chinese best to you too, man. I appreciate you brothers, you know, for being so real and being so solid because people come and go, you know, and they some of them are better actors than us. You know,
even recently where a lot of clout chasers out there try to use different reasons for fame.
For fame, yeah. Man. And I tell people all the time, I don't understand. You chasing clout. I wasn't even chasing fame. I never asked for any of this. You know, shit, I'm trying to get some of this shit back. I'm like a white person with white privilege. I don't even know I got this shit. I'm like, I don't want my white privilege. You know, but I mean, it's cool. You know, when you walk in somewhere and everybody knows your name. But then the problem with it is that
this isn't Cheers.
Everybody knows.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. And they're always glad you came.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
Chinese best friend, you need to learn that song a little better.
Yeah.
It's all right, Chinese.
The lyrics.
It would be really impressive if you learned it in Chinese.
That would be fucking
that
awesome.
That would be fucking awesome.
Great idea.
That would, that we could do a remake.
Yeah.
You know? But and then we would mix it with, it's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on a newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design. So you better sing Chinese message.
Harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue
inside this gentle wall.
You better say Chinese bestie. Yeah.
Chinese bestie has hidden talents.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, but I have hidden talent. I can't remember lyrics. I have a short-term memory and long-term.
That's because you've been smoking that good weed. That's all right.
No, I have not smoked it yet.
Which, if I become governor,
that's a Filipino in you.
That, yeah, if I become governor, I'm going to make sure it's legal everywhere.
Woohoo!
Everywhere.
He doesn't even smoke weed.
I don't.
Let's just be
But real. It calms a lot of people down. It ends the crime.
It does.
Everybody happy.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, my baby's my Mary Jane. I mean, she is Miss Mary Jane and my super freak.
So question, did you fuck out at the funeral? I'm just curious.
Michael!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh! So it was,
you know what?
It was.
Did you make love to her ice?
Okay, she had to think about it. It was a day afterwards.
No, but that would have been a good idea.
Yeah. Honey,
to relieve the pain.
Yes. We were
all grieving. Joke about it now. No.
That was really detrimental. I mean, it was.
He was such an amazing.
I fucked a few widows
system.
At funerals.
You did?
Oh wow, funeral crasher.
Yeah, I'm funeral crasher, man.
Fucking funeral crasher.
Yeah, I just go there and dress in black like I know him and just stare at the widow.
Hey, man.
A lot of widows just coochies.
Any of the bitches that are crying.
And they got better food at funerals than weddings.
Oh, yeah.
They
man,
do.
You definitely always.
For some reason, I can't wait till somebody dies.
People make more of an effort.
They do.
They
want to help you with your grieving. I mean,
bitches be cooking.
Mike, we don't have to wait for somebody to die. We could just go where Michael Jackson was buried, and there's party there all the time.
People always there crying.
People die every day, Michael Blackson.
Yeah. What? Can you start Googling up funerals so we can start
every day?
Up?
But you just Googled the funeral.
That was 2004, motherfucker. This ain't Back to the Future.
Correct.
I would like to go to Back in the Future.
But well, God, man, wouldn't that be great, man? But I mean,
you're running for governor. Is it when? What year?
Well, we're gonna go ahead and let this tenure with Governor Newsom. That's who's in there now.
Yeah, when is he done?
Next year.
Because he's gonna run for president. I heard.
Yes.
He is, right?
Yeah. That's what he's talking about. No, that's what he's talking about.
He's about to run for president.
That's what made me say.
I met him in person.
Maybe we talked about that. That's what made me.
I met him during Super Bowl weekend. And he's on one for president.
He looks like Pat Riley on crack. Let's just be real.
Damn.
Well, you're running for the governor of California. You know who your competition is.
No, man, because there is no competition. I'm not worried about it because I'm a man of the people. I'm here for the people, man. More power to all the people.
Who else is running?
Caitlyn Jenner is running.
Caitlyn's running? I didn't know that.
They didn't vote for Caitlyn.
They didn't? She didn't
Larry Elder was running. They didn't vote for his black ass because he really wasn't black.
Yikes.
So we're not worried about him.
There's nobody running.
There's nobody running, man.
Well, that means you're just a shoo-in.
We a shoo-in, baby, like them penny loafers that you got on,
so
girl.
You could just, you think you could just win it that easily. It's easy.
You know what? Nothing is easy, but I mean, I'm going to tell you this.
I mean, bitches are easy.
Well, some of them are, honey. Most
in
of them
Hollywood.
Are. Most of them, you're right. They sure are, especially if they clout chasing. But no, the thing is
I hate clout chasers.
I hate clout chasing.
Let me tell you something. I had it happen to me one time. That I remember.
Okay.
So this one particular chick came to my birthday party, you know, just taking pictures of me. I'm like, okay, sure, I'm gonna take a picture, you know.
Yeah.
Next you know,
fucking
she popped up to another party I am. Make another video. I'm like, oh, sure, no problem. Next thing you know, this bitch got a whole story on Instagram.
Exactly.
I'm
fucking
dating her.
Wow. And it's that easy today.
Yeah, it is
it's
that easy.
It's that easy. It's so crazy.
Everything's for the gram.
For the
fucking
likes.
Gram.
For the likes. It's like, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, you got people who've worked their craft for years, who've studied, who've sacrificed. I mean, you know, sleepless nights. I mean, up early in the morning, discipline, early call times. Here you go. And the motherfucker can just pop up and come to a party and put you on a fucking story and fuck your shit up. And now you backpedaling, trying to figure out, trying to explain. And I don't fucking have to explain shit to no motherfucking body. That's what's crazy about it. I'm here for the work. I'm here for the people. I've been here for 37 years, and I'm going to continue to work. I got my first lady. We're finna run for
the first lady.
The first lady. Yeah.
Wow. It would be the first time we have a White House. Well, not governor house. What's the, where the governor live? Is it like a
governor's mansion? It's the governor's mansion.
I thought it was like a crack house. What's it called?
The governor mansion.
Oh, there's the governor mansion.
Yeah.
Correct.
And it's got to be in the capital, so it has to be like Sacramento, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. We're not living in Sacramento.
Honey, well, you're not going to be governor.
I'm good on that.
Honey, we can get hyphy. We right up by the
landlocked.
Bay, baby. They got good. They
I
got
need
good,
the beach.
Baby, that's all the good weed up there is right by the bay.
Negative.
You'll be good.
Negative.
Baby.
No.
Come on.
We're going to have to figure that out.
Well, we'll do it like
we'll
Donald Trump.
We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later,
don't
baby.
Make me burn
Donald
you.
Wasn't in the,
don't make me burn you.
Okay, baby.
What's it, is he has chlamydia or something? We need burn. Yeah, gonorrhea. What's his dick on fire? What's going on?
Burning well, no. So listen. Yeah. I mean, just so you know, if you Google, her and Rick, they were really wild. And this
we were accused of burning bitches. So I make it a joke, you know, because fuck it.
Oh, y'all was having like threesomes and foursomes. Y'all freaking out.
And eightsomes and tensomes.
Wow,
that type of shit.
You guys beat Michael Blackson.
Yeah, I've the most I've had was like
13 sums.
Nah, four.
20
yeah, 13 sums.
30 sums.
30 sums.
Have you guys seen?
I've had four sums.
Have you guys
don't
seen?
Don't watch that documentary. I look horrible.
No, baby.
No, what's the documentary? I want to watch it.
It's called a Bitchin'. It's the Rick James documentary.
It's called what?
Bitchin'.
The fury and talent of Rick James or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
70% of it is true.
But you know the cool thing about it is that. The estate we're working on.
Did Rick James let you fuck other men too? Or not really? It was just women?
I was 22 years younger than him. I didn't want anybody but him.
Oh, that was aww. So sweet.
I was a sweet, naive child. Oh.
So when he was 22, you was a sperm.
Formerly known as a sperm.
Which is part of the reason why, I don't get to partake in I don't get to partake in
you don't get the foursome, threesome, twosome, eightsome,
nine. Hold up. Why you not going to give him
what Rick... He gets a fivesome. Okay.
That's a fist.
Oh.
One, two, three, four, five. How you can't give him...
James. That's not cool.
Fair.
Yeah.
Hey, because life you know isn't why? Fair.
She want to keep me on track.
Huh? You know why? Because he's Rick James, bitch.
That part. Right.
Correct. I'm Tanya James, bitch.
That part.
Don't fuck with me.
I mean, you know, I'm not even looking at the titties that you got in the room more than once. I done already
that's
told
okay.
You.
Can look.
Don't worry, because it's
they're
titty
beautiful
Tuesday.
Beautiful titties. My titties. Asses, faces, biz, legs,
it's titty
thighs.
Tuesday. Blacks and Angels are going to join us right now. Let me bring some titties.
I will fuck you
come and sit next to your man, because if not, I'm going to have titties right next to him.
Titties.
We got some beautiful lady. Come on, lady. Come and join us. Come on. I have an extra huge titties from Canada.
Mike, I thought the border was closed because of COVID-19.
Nah, the border just opened. Oh. Goodness.
Michael,
the border is very open. So
I saw them coming from a mile away. I'm not gonna look at them more than
okay. We
Eddie Winslow.
Come on,
when you
Paula,
go to a
us.
Chinese buffet, it's okay to look at
Paula,
the what's
the
there, but you just cannot touch.
Right,
make some room for Paula.
See,
Chinese best friend is smart.
He's so wise.
He is.
Now her name is man. Paula.
Yes, Paula.
She's really talented.
Paula's my favorite.
She is your favorite. Would you let Paula give your man some? Oh, yeah. No.
No.
God, what a selfish
why not?
She's selfish.
Been there, done that. I just told you I had 20.
What if Eddie Winslow
sons.
Is wearing the Rick James wig and the outfit just like the movie?
That's a good idea, honey.
Ooh. What the fuck does that have to do with it?
When last time you guys gave each other a kiss? I'm just curious.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, it's our turn now.
Mike, they want a kiss.
Don't make me fuck you up tonight. Okay.
I want you to
go ahead, give her a kiss,
tonight.
Mimi.
What the
fuck? Oh, it's so sweet.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Chinese best friend, kiss Paula.
I can't give a kiss, Mike. I don't want to be homeless tonight. This jacket is not strong enough for the wind.
Paula's gonna give you a kiss.
For the wind?
Give my wife a kiss. Give my
That's
what she just said.
She's all right.
Can you kiss?
She's all right.
Come on, give her a kiss, big titty.
Yes. Okay, I thought you said kiss the titties. I was like, that's a little bit extreme.
There's a whole lot of kissing going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Only kiss lips, the top lips.
Oh, that's a...
Somebody give me my Vaseline, please. There's a lot of kissing going on.
There's a whole lot of kissing
girls
in this
girls
bitch.
Where I'm from.
There's a whole lot of kissing in this bitch.
Calm down.
Right. Yes, baby.
It's official, mother sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you mother suckers.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So he's running for governor. Will y'all vote for him? All right, fine.
Go, Darius, go.
Hey.
Darius for president. Boom, boom, boom. Darius for president.
Yeah. She's got to be part of the campaign, honey.
Good.
And we'll make you part of the campaign, too. You can go recruit voters. We'll put you at the polls.
And you are faithful to her, right? Darius, is he faithful to you?
He is.
Okay, good, man. That's all that matters.
Yes, I am faithful.
Next thing you know, in the DMs the next day.
He knows I will fuck him up.
Yeah. We've been there. I mean, after 17 years, I don't want them problems. I don't want none of that smoke. I'm cool. I mean, you know, and after...
17 years teaches you and tempers you.
When you got la creme de la creme, why would you want to go with Pepsi? You know what I mean?
Yeah, she could be part of the campaign.
Don't my baby have a sexy voice? I just love her. Her voice does it to me. I just, you know, when I'm away from home,
You love me. It's because you love me. These people don't know me. It's okay.
It is sexy.
Paula said she could be part of the campaign too, baby.
There it is.
Do you eat her ass? I'm just curious. Sure. I just want to know. Do you?
Because she does have soft lips.
You gotta eat the booty like crazy.
Do you eat her ass?
Hell yeah.
My nigga. What? Are you running for governor? I'm sorry.
What?
You gotta eat the booty like groceries.
Well, we're gonna be the first governor and first lady to put out a sex tape.
And enjoy freaky treats.
And we enjoy freaky treats.
Freaking and cheese with Darius.
Yeah. Yes, with Mr. Governor and Miss Governor, Mrs. Governor Lady.
That's right.
Do you guys have a sex tape?
Not yet.
Because I want to see it.
Oh, these freaky girls here.
It gets kind of hot.
I did tell him the other day that we should probably do it just for fun.
We're gonna do we're gonna make sure we win the election first, and then we'll put the sex tape out.
Absolutely.
Make sure to open it only.
Paula,
like,
will you vote for him?
4 hours before that.
Yes, definitely.
Why? I mean,
because his wife is great.
Okay.
You can tell a lot.
People would pay. You guys would make like a good side hustle, like a vacation money. You know.
We'll be the first governor and governor lady to have OnlyFans. and the campaign slogan is: you voted for the Schwarzenegger, now vote for the real nigga.
That is hilarious, Eddie.
Come see what I painted on my wife's face. 2022,
Eddie Winslow is going to win for the governor.
I thought that would be like, when is the next election? 24?
It's 24. And we're going to be on stage partying. And you guys remember when we said it. And we're going to play California Love at the party. I won't show. I'll save it.
It's so embarrassing.
Honey, I have to taper it down.
Channeled California.
On a dark day.
Yes. Well, no. My baby doesn't. She don't like. But no, I like that though, Chinese bestie. Yeah,
I agree. I think. But what you were doing was fucking ridiculous.
Well, honey, we have to water it down a little bit for those who don't have rhythm. You have to clap on the one and the three. Everybody can't catch the two and the four, baby.
It's embarrassing,
baby. That's why most
you lose half your blackness when you do it.
He black as hell. That's a lot of black.
Hey, baby, and that's coming from the president of the dark skin brothers coalition. Yes.
Hey, Mike, you kind of like he's getting closer to the darkness of you.
Let's get back to how beautiful Paula is.
Paula is absolutely gorgeous. Are you Colombian?
She has the softest lips.
She's Colombian. You know what's in Colombia? Cocaine.
So not only does she have great thighs, she has great cocaine too. And awesome.
Coffee. And a boss ass personality.
And coffee.
And coffee, honey. Yes, coffee. Yes, honey. Yes. Honey, and listen, my honey is a drug and alcohol counselor. And she's
there were so many drugs
in Hollywood, huh? That's a good job. It's job security in Hollywood.
Yeah,
being a drug counselor.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Come on,
honey. Everybody's a crackhead in Hollywood.
I'm gonna tell you something. No, but they did it for real back then, though. Like whatever they're doing now is fake, and they're trying to imitate something, and it's not even really worth it.
What, baby?
Imposters and posers.
And wannabes, you know, because it was a community back then.
Back then it was called freebasing, not crack. Back then it was a rich man's drug, not.
Yeah, it was 100% pure cocaine.
Correct. And you'd start out with this much powder and you'd get this much solid.
It's very dangerous. So many people are dying right now.
Well, this is the thing. You have to understand, right now is somebody on a bus or they've packed up all their things in their car. Or they're on a plane to come here and make it, and they've decided that they're going to take Hollywood by storm. They got legs like Paula and an ass like
Mimi,
and titties like yes, and they're like, I'm sorry, Hollywood is going.
What's your IG name? Jessie
Thick with two C's.
She has talent. Remember, can she show the camera?
Oh yeah, definitely.
She's like strawberry milk too, you know.
Strawberry milk,
yeah.
They're like, I'm going to take Hollywood by storm, and then they get here and. You know, it doesn't hit like they want it to, and you know they need some counseling, and you know, and sometimes they find their way into a bottle or into something deeper.
But you don't need to come to California, baby, to do all this, because my mom passed away from drugs, and it's everywhere.
It is everywhere,
and it's a real problem.
It really is.
It starts from mental health.
Mental health, we do.
Mental health is one of the biggest issues that starts with the drugs.
You better talk about it.
That's why there's dual diagnosis. It's the addiction. And the mental illness,
exactly.
And they go together.
Together, it makes it
Correct.
Yeah.
But here, it just seems to
go crazy, because here it's the devil eye. You know what they say about Hollywood? You come into the devil's mouth.
And they suck your soul.
Well, in addition to...
If you're not grounded.
And my baby grounds me for real.
I'm grounded as fuck.
Because she's real as fuck. We need real people in real life, you know?
No, for real though.
There's a lot of real fake people here.
No, and that's one of the things that bonded us, you know, was having that understanding. That's what we were talking about, Mike, when we were talking about them vultures and people, you know, how they you know, they look to prey on you know, people in the light, you know?
But a lot of them are transplants. I mean, I was born and raised here. I walked to elementary school on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, you born in Hollywood?
Yeah, she went to preschool or elementary
school. Did you go to Hollywood High?
Elma Nursery School.
With Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I know where that Selma is.
Generations.
My grandfather was born in Hollywood. So.
Wow, so you're just a Hollywood baby.
I am a Hollywood baby. I'm a Hollywood mama.
Yeah, she
baby here.
You my baby. You my baby. I'll show you my baby tonight. Okay, well, when we get home, I'm gonna show you tonight. Oh, okay. I'm gonna break out them handcuffs.
I'll break them out.
Please, baby. I love it when you do that to me.
Shh.
Okay.
Y'all ready for your sex tape? Because I'm just
yeah.
No, Mike. The sex tape is only after we win the election.
Oh, okay. The second we right. win,
well, you have a good chance of winning. After talking
what
about
it. What is it called? Yeah. OnlyFans.
Yeah, OnlyFans. We're gonna be the first governor and governor and governor lady. To have the OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Eddie, we can't wait to go to your governor's ball.
Oh, we're going to have a ball. Man, you and Mike, are y'all going to be right there in the front. You are my brothers. We turned up and we're going to play California Love. Yes, he's my brother from another mother.
Brother.
Yes, he's my brother. In fact, Mike, I wore this outfit today because it gave me some inspiration. You know, I came straight in from Miami, but I said, I'm going to go in there colorful.
I got a sweatsuit just like that. You became colorful.
That's why that's my
nigga. I got a sweatsuit just like this.
I said, are you wearing that because you're going to see Michael?
Yes. Absolutely, yes.
Thank you. You're admitting it now, but you didn't admit it earlier.
Well, because you didn't like this outfit,
listen,
honey.
Ninja.
You didn't like
calm down.
Yes, baby.
A ninja.
Yes, baby.
Yeah, I can't imagine y'all ain't bad. Y'all just, it's like, they all the different names. He's a ninja. She's like a, what animal you call her? Like a kitty cat?
She's a lady tiger. I call her my tiger. She's the Pink Panther. She really is the Pink Panther. And we played it.
Batman.
Oh. I'm Batman.
And she's Catwoman.
Yes, obviously. No, she's the pink.
You guys going to have a family or family don't matters? Do family matters or it doesn't?
I have a 29-year-old son.
Oh.
Who's my business partner? It's a family business.
That's me and Rick's son.
It's a family thing.
Oh, for real. James.
He's amazing.
He has three lovely children.
Okay, so you guys done. No more kids.
No more kids.
Maybe.
What I was thinking about, Mike, is when we went governor.
Have a nice little mixed baby.
Well,
Barack Obama.
Yeah, we would.
Give birth to a new president.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, great idea, Mike.
Fuck, yeah.
Well, Mike, you know, after we win governor, we going to run. Ooh,
damn, okay.
After we win governor, we going to run for president, Mike. We going to run after.
And then she could help all the president with a drug problem, like Trump. And ooh. who
I'm going to let Cheeto Don do his thing.
We know Joe Biden is going to run again. Trump is going
to
run.
Joe Biden is not going to live long enough to run again. Let's be real.
Hey, Mike, I might need you to make that call to Joe.
180 years old.
But Mike can make the call.
180.
Mike, we may need you to make that call to Joe Biden to endorse us for the governor's race.
That's my
if he remembers.
Joe Biden is my nigga.
If he remembers, baby.
He loves our podcast.
Shout out Obama for being a great president. We need a new one.
Well, we're gonna hit this governor's thing, and then we're going to make the run to the White House. And you'll be right there on the White House doing the flexing that you be doing. She's talented, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Her titties talk and move. I think she has.
Her titties are substantial.
I think she has Tourette's in her titties.
She has substantial titties.
Now, that's talent.
Oh, yeah. That's so much talent. I can't wait to just. I know your baby. You know,
just like, murr,
if you had babies, your baby would be so happy to suck your titties because their titties.
I can't have milk anymore because I got breast reduction.
No,
You can't have.
My titties was so big, I have to get smaller. And
they were bigger than that?
Yeah, unfortunately. Wow. I didn't really like it. I wish they were smaller, but not even. They were fake. It's just they were really big, and I was like,
big titties, big ass.
So you can't breastfeed?
No, because they cut the nipples and they make it smaller everywhere.
Yeah, big coochie too. Everything's big. Yeah.
No, everything's big, but the only thing that's small I would have to say is the little pinky. That's why I call her like that, like little pinky.
Who's pinky?
Little pinky.
The clitor.
Oh, you have a little clit, but little a fat pinky. Coochie.
I think it's fat from the outside.
Oh, okay, like a.
But there's not a lot of meat, if that makes any sense.
Okay, so it's
like
all,
a my baby smoked is meat meaty. With no fat on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's tight.
You got a meaty. Yeah,
what's your accent?
I'm from Canada, Montreal.
Montreal, okay. Yeah. I know Canadians that don't sound like you.
Yeah, no, I'm what? Canadian A, but like from the French part.
That's it. That
Mimi is you Ethiopian, right, Mimi?
I'm Ethiopian born.
Beautiful.
And but you raised in Canada as well?
Toronto, yeah.
Oh, she's from Toronto. She was. Oh yeah, that's one of Drake's Canadian ex-girlfriends.
Things. I love Canadian people.
I'm not Drake's ex-girlfriend.
You never fuck Drake?
No.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Stop playing. You know you did. You just not trying. You just not. You're not a clout chaser. That's why we fuck with you, Mimi, because you're not a clout chaser. You know you gave Drake. You gave Drake that
thing. I never
thing.
Gave oh, nothing.
I can tell that she's not lying.
She's not a cloud
I'm
chaser,
not like that.
Baby. She wouldn't
I'm a
put
nice
him
girl.
Up.
Find that high yellow ass ninja attractive.
No, her father's
I like my men dark skin.
Oh, she like, you like.
Hell, he was all over me too.
Who?
He's all over me.
Drake's father with that baby. Mustache.
Dennis is baby. A cool guy.
Dennis
him.
Is cool. We fuck with Dennis.
Dennis is cool. He's
no,
just a flirt.
I'm not saying he's not cool.
He's a flirt.
He's a
He tried to get with you too? He tried to fuck you too? Drake's father.
No.
Okay.
I never said he tried to fuck her. I'm just saying he was very
flirty.
Interesting.
Flirty.
Oh, okay.
Flirty.
He's very friendly.
He's very like
yeah, but I mean,
father
I mean,
like
that's
son.
How that generation was. You got to remember, they didn't have social media. Oh, yeah. They didn't have all of that. Listen, I was saying the other day that I used to hear my grandfather talk about walking to work 10 miles in the snow. Mm-hmm. Then I would hear my father talking about walking 6 miles in the snow to school. You know, or to work. Now I'm like, okay, I'm an anomaly because I was working at 9 years old, so I never walked to work. However, I did walk 2 blocks to go to school, you know? But I was a latchkey kid, because remember, that was our generation. We were latchkey kids. We had the key, and we came home, and sometimes our parents weren't home, and we would be there. We'd have to, you know, have some sense of responsibility.
That is true.
These kids today is fucking Ubering.
Remote learning.
Remote learning.
Ubering.
They
assholes are on birds.
They on birds. They ain't even got shit. They ain't got to ride a damn skateboard. Skateboards got motherfucking motor.
That's what's called lazy kids.
Gen Z scares me.
So it's like, where do they get
well,
their sense of responsibility?
Well, they're not getting breath fed. Like, all their mothers are getting titties reduced. They're not getting breastfed.
That's the reason why.
I got breastfed.
I don't know if y'all remember when we had to be cool before Instagram, when we had to be cool in real life.
Yeah. We did.
That was
so
much
fun.
We had
to be able to talk.
When we danced on the walls and stuff. We had parties. Like
Grinding
that
the
was
wall.
The good old days. Now they be back. Doing TikTok dance, and you're like, "What? Why do I don't know these
what
dances?"
Is that?
Like right. You know, we used to dance like this on the wall, and now they're like, "Like, what are you catching? Like, what's falling from the sky?" And then they catch it back.
What is it?
Like,
what they do? What they be doing? What they do? Let me see the dance. What the-
I should do it, but with the boobs.
You're gonna start a new challenge. It's called the booby
titty Tuesday. It's not Taco Tuesday anymore.
The titty Tuesday challenge, and Paula's gonna start Thursday thigh challenge because those thighs are
thighs They're for days.
Thank you. Stop stuttering. Just say it,
honey. I was trying to find the right words, baby.
Beautiful.
Honey, that you said it because I was going to say something else.
I beat you on camera.
Please, baby.
That's why you got a great woman by
thighs.
Your side.
Rather let me look at thighs. I touch thighs occasionally.
Well, you know, she says I can't. She says, honey, I wasn't stuttering. I was trying to find
once
the
once a month, I get the even.
Oh, girl, I'm going to take you back in the back and do something to you.
Calm down.
See?
Would you want to watch him fuck some nice legs?
She don't share.
No,
she don't. She don't. I'm working on that though, Mike. I'm thinking about moving to Utah, and
there's not enough work in the world, Ninja.
I can't. Honey.
No, you could do whatever you want just without me.
See, and that's the problem. That's how you know that shit real. Like, damn. Like, I don't want to do it without you.
I want you to be so happy.
Yeah, but I'm happy with you. I don't want to do it. So that's what brought me to this conclusion. To where that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
So you're not going to Utah? That's
well,
what you're saying?
No, what I'm
going
to do is I'm going to become a Mormon here first if I don't become a Muslim. It's either going to be a Muslim. I'm going to either go to a Muslim or I'm going to become a Mormon. And because she's such a good woman,
you know,
she's going
to
stand by her man.
Afford. All yeah. the wives that marry, you have to treat the wives the same.
Easy, yeah, they're both going to be homeless.
I don't have no problem with that.
That part.
It's expensive to have too many wives.
No, you could do all that.
Yeah, ask Michael Blackson. He has like six wives.
Six wives where? In Africa?
In the village.
Remember the dinner party?
That's fucked up. You hear this shit, Mike? Oh, she said she's going to send me I miss you friend cards if I go become a Muslim or a Mormon.
Absolutely.
And then she gonna dump you and
I
start.
I love you. It's not just us. I still love you even if I'm not with you.
See, that's why I
want
love
you to be happy. Round I just have my own boundaries. I know what I want. So if you can't give it to me, then I let you go.
But honey,
he's gonna
find somebody
back.
Who can. Let it go. And I love you though.
Let it go.
I understand, baby. I mean,
he's
you
not
know,
going
I
nowhere.
Mean,
you gotta let it go.
I mean, it's been 17 years. I mean, that means you know she kicked me out and. You know, then I go fuck around and when we break up and, you know, I'm sad and I go make a baby or something.
I go fuck around too. It's not just him.
Ooh.
My mama always said, what papa can do, mama can do
hey,
too.
You're not helping the situation here.
Not better.
You're not helping the situation Amen. Here. Dicky.
At least we're honest.
Yes, we are.
There's no cheating
that's,
here.
That's the beauty of
we
it.
We talk about it.
We do.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
yeah.
Baby, I'll see you next
motherfucker.
But that's why I went ahead and I said, no, we finna put a ring on this shit now. We done playing, you know.
Is that an engagement ring she has on her?
Yes.
Congratulations. When you guys get engaged?
Monday of last. It's been a week.
Me too, look.
It's congratulations.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Congratulations. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I told her, we can't be running for governor, you know still, we living in sin.
Why?
My cousin is a bishop.
It had nothing to do with the sin.
My cousin is a bishop. He's like one of the youngest bishops in the world. He got like six churches under him. You really did because you put up with a lot.
When you guys gonna get married?
You have a date?
Right before the governor's election.
14th, 2022.
December 14th, 2022.
September 14th. I don't want a happy anniversary, Merry Christmas present. So it would never be in December.
It's like Mike said, right. You know, when you put God in it, you have to do the right thing. So I'm trying to see how long we can wait before the...
No, we reconnected September 14th.
This is our
oh, that's last week.
They just got engaged.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Because sometimes the trouble, it makes you realize stuff.
Are you engaged too? Is that engagement ring?
Yeah, I'm married to the game.
I heard that.
I married myself, you know, because until this man that will take this one off to put a real one, you know.
I heard that.
But,
what kind of man are you looking for?
Sometimes
you have
to live some through stuff and go through a lot of people, shit, and stuff to get to the diamond in the rough, the one that always been by your side, the one that deserves everything.
That's what I
and
got.
And then it makes you stronger.
That's what I
and
got.
And it makes you grow. And at the end, nothing can... It's unbreakable. It's unbreakable.
It's unbreakable. That's our word.
And nobody can... Everybody can be a snake in the grass, but nobody can be the queen.
That's a good thing. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much. Like, yeah, I've been there, you know, in the game strong for until I was 18.
Something.
It's been going good so far. He brought me to LA, you know. So.
Was it? How was the engagement? Was it like
black,
a surprise?
Like my coffee.
How was your engagement? Was it like a surprise? Did you expect?
It was a total surprise. He came to my doctor's office when I was filling out paperwork, and he was like, "I want you to have my last name." And I was like, "Get out of here, boy!" And then he just put it in my face on his pinky, and I was like.
Wow,
that is very
Are you
sweet.
Serious right now? Are you get the fuck out of here?
I was trying to think of what would Steven
and did
Tyler
you say
do?
Yes?
Of course I said yes. Aww. I love this man.
Ooh. Another kiss, please. Just give him a kiss. This is so
I'll
cute.
Never break your heart.
I'm gonna twerk on this one. No, I mean, you know.
Can you come and can you come twerk while he's dancing? While he's kissing?
this is why this is my brother. This is
you know
my
what?
Nigga.
They just turned into
Michael Blackson's trying to bring
with
the
no, my, just, Michael Blackson into a Michael Blackson is trying to make sure you know that family matters.
Yeah,
the does. Family that twerks together
stays together.
There it is. We're gonna have Paula twerking at the wedding reception. We're gonna have Mimi twerking.
Paula can be at my bridal party, and she can be at my bachelorette party because you know that's going to be off the chain.
Oh, my God. No, you don't understand. Yeah. This is Miss Freaky Treats.
I can get crazy. No, I can tell.
If I bring a midget friend, can I come?
Yes.
I love midgets.
I do too.
I don't have a midget friend, but I just said that because I really want to come.
I love little women in reality.
For my
shows,
bachelor party,
my
I want to fuck a midget for my bachelor party.
Do can you, we, or you just wanted to give
that would
head.
Be great.
Nah, I want to.
Right here.
Yeah, you could just put it on your feet and walk
most,
around
you
with
it. Victimize a small person most, because, I mean, inside what, is small too. Like
it. No, that's right. You're right.
Oh, we can get that small person.
For you're like stroking and she's like.
Let me be sad. We can get a
small person.
No, I want a grown person, okay? I don't want those.
No, small people, right?
No, midget is not a. Seriously, I'm sorry because I don't want to
get
that.
It's not politically correct. It's not a politically correct word.
They don't like
midget. Small
midget.
That's not nice. Thank you. As governor.
I'm sorry about this. I didn't want
to. As future governor, we have to be politically correct. We can't say midget.
Like, you know,
we can't say nigga.
You can't
dwarf. We can't. No, that's not
no, that's
nice.
Even worse,
we can't
I think.
Call black people.
I think it's little people.
And everybody. And listen, you don't have to be black to be a nigga. Just know that. But we still don't use the word. We don't say cracker. We don't say honky.
Cracker?
Honky. We okay. don't. We don't want to say any of those things. We're gonna stop Asian hate.
Yes, stop Asian hate.
It is power to the people,
again.
Power to all the people all the time. That is all about the people because it takes every kind of people and we have to come together because it's no fun coming alone.
I just can't.
You're
thank
right,
you for the conversation.
The moral of the story is that you get help getting undressed, but once you're fucked, you get dressed by yourself.
Oh, that's really very smart.
I like that. That. I like that.
Yes.
Moral of the story, once you're fucked,
yeah,
you're fucked.
You're fucked alone. You get dressed alone.
You cannot unfuck yourself.
Yeah.
Unfuck yourself.
You can't.
You voted for the Schwarzenegger.
Now vote for the
real nigga.
Yeah.
I can't.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, the Marasoka Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Marasoka. Stop what you are doing right now and go find the Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm very serious.
He's dead ass serious.
I'm not playing. This is what I was gonna run for president. I really was, but you know, the people who are behind us and who are working with us, they suggested that we get a little practice. And you know, and Ronald Reagan was governor before he became president, and that's usually a great place to. Also an actor. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger would have ran for president if he would have been able to do a. If he would have done a really good job as governor, they probably would have allowed him through some loophole to run for president. But because he didn't, I mean, it's difficult to understand politics. And it's also difficult not to get drunk with the power once you get in office, as we saw with Donald Trump. I mean, you know, that power and fame are the biggest drugs that you could ever experience.
And one good thing about acting is that you've already gotten everything thrown at you. Pussy, money, you know, favor. And so when you get into a political or on a political platform, you aren't dazzled by that. And so that is, I think, an advantage that an actor that moves into politics has.
Especially someone who's been doing it since a child.
Fuck you up if you get too frisky.
Yes, baby. I'm on my best behavior in the worst way at all times, honey.
To run for president.
She's my president.
Every great man has a great woman behind them.
Maybe she should. Both of you guys try.
Oh my God.
What if we were like co-governors?
Yeah. Well, that's why you're the lady governor. That's what you're the lady governor. That's why I said we're going to be the first governor.
You run,
well, baby. Well, that's what our OnlyFans is going to be, baby. But don't give it away till after we, you know. You know, the election.
They're stuck with us.
That part.
Then we're just going to wild out.
No, as governor, we could bring it back.
Ooh. Absolutely. Eddie got that right. Eddie, you're going to win for sure. The subscribers of OnlyFans, if you're listening, vote for Eddie.
I'm trying to, and we promise it's going to be promised. Win with Winslow. Win with Winslow. Win with Winslow. Girl. No, very McCrary. Very McCrary for California.
I like that.
Darius McCrary, ladies and gentlemen.
God, you're sexy.
You're sexy.
Still.
Sexy motherfucker.
It's getting really hot in here.
I think they need a room.
Michael Blackson, I haven't seen any kissing like that since the movie Titanic.
Can I be the camera
Titanic.
Woman?
Titanic. What the fuck?
Oh, I'm sorry. That Pink Panther's calling me. Is that what
Coochie's called Pink Panther? You call your pussy the Pink Panther?
Mike!
Oh. I'm sorry. You running for governor. I'm sorry.
I'm running for governor.
And I call him Batman.
Batman.
Batman. Okay.
Batman. I'm Batman.
I call my dick Mutombo.
Yes, we've heard about Mutombo.
What do you call
it? I call it Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake. Paula, what do you call your coochie?
The rattlesnake.
You haven't gotten. Why you single.
Well,
shit.
Well, one
Mimi, you have a name for your pussy?
One, yes.
What is your pussy's name?
Little Mimi.
Little Mimi. How about you?
I said it earlier. Little Pinky.
Little Pinky.
Pinky.
We should name Paula's pussy tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Paula, let us see what your pussy looks like so we.
Oh. Yes. You said like, we. No, she can't show it to us. It's a family show. All right, let me see.
Should I name my vagina?
Looking at...
PP.
Nah.
Caliente, mami.
Colombiana.
Gracias.
No. Gracias.
Creamy.
I don't like any of those.
Chapita.
Oh, like Escobar.
That's cute. El Chapita.
Oh, cocaína.
Cocaína.
Oh, that's a good
cocaína. Cocaína.
Yeah, we love that.
You heard it first, so right?
Everybody's addicted
on
to it.
On the Muttersucker podcast. Yeah.
That's right.
Cocaína.
Little Mimi, Pinky.
Pink Panther, and cocaine.
We get addicted to that.
Now he already said his name. He's Batman.
Yeah. I'm Batman.
Mutombo.
The rattlesnake.
Cocalina.
Little Mimi. Pinky.
Mutombo.
A little bit of little Mimi in my life.
Wakanda.
He said Wakanda.
Is that what you're going to dress for Halloween?
Yeah, I'm going to get dressed as Drake Dad.
What?
Wait. Dennis Graham?
Yeah.
Okay, but then I should be Drake.
Oh, my fucking God.
Well, you're going to need like a little...
I can't wait to see that.
A kidnapper's mustache.
That fucking mustache is alarming.
We can buy stuff and I can do it.
No, but then you'd be messing with his swag, baby. Baby, you be messing with his swag. No, that's part of Drake's daddy, his mustache.
Oh, Drake
that's
daddy.
Part of his mustache. That's like cutting Samson's hair.
Oh, yeah, you can't
if
cut
you
that.
If you cut his mustache, you're fucking with his swag. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, baby. No, baby, that man, that's your friend.
Okay, and I was just like, I was staring at this mustache and he had on all red. Don't be mad that I'm talking about you, but that red outfit was.
Baby, I like that red outfit. That was player.
And you like it. That's the problem.
You know what? If you weren't my stylist, I would fire you.
Yeah, okay. When I saw him outside, he had the Muslim, what is it called? The hat.
Kufi.
Yeah, there we go. It was red. He had a red shirt on, red pants. Red rattlesnake boots.
That was fly. And then, baby, can I wear?
Maybe he's a goddamn blood. Can I talk to my gang member? Can we don't know that.
Baby, can I talk to my stylist? Can you talk to my stylist and tell my stylist? She's my stylist. Can you tell my stylist that I want to wear? No, I want a red outfit. I want a blue because I'm a Crip. I want a blue outfit like that.
No,
I can't.
Hell no.
She almost didn't let me wear this, Mike, but I told her I had to wear this tonight. She didn't know.
That's Drake's daddy. Why is he dressed like that?
We got a picture of him that night with Val Young. With Val Young and you.
Very nice, though.
You should wear that red suit that they're talking about.
Oh my.
Do you have anything somebody left that looked like Drake's dad outfit?
It's something in my closet, I'm sure.
You'll give me?
Bro,
I can't help you with the fucking mustache.
Okay. I'm done, bro.
You gotta go to this store on Hollywood Boulevard for the mustache.
Yes, you do.
I'll get a whole wig.
And the whole outfit. You could get it on Hollywood.
You gotta get the kufi.
The whole outfit.
Just go in there and say you want to look like Drake's daddy. Ooh.
You know, Mimi, you resemble Iman, yes. the one of the most gorgeous models in history.
She's super tall. I'm short. I can't be like her.
Iman, one of the most beautiful supermodels in history ever.
And she was from Somalia. She's my favorite supermodel.
She's still gorgeous.
She's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Beverly Johnson was another one.
Beverly Johnson was my mentor, actually. Yeah. I used to model when I was a wee babe. And Beverly Johnson was my mentor.
She was my mother-in-law.
Iman was my favorite.
You fucking all your family, my brother. Your godfather's wife, your mother-in-law.
You know what my nickname is for him?
What?
Wilt Chamberlain.
Why you call Wilt Chamberlain?
Because he's fucked everybody in Hollywood.
Did you really?
The baby.
Yo, I was
baby.
Let's make a count.
Baby.
How many?
Let's make a count.
Give me all the important people you fucked in Hollywood.
Well, you know, my thing is I never kiss and tell, Mike. Okay. You know, man, I'm from the
Please
old school.
Do.
No, I tell.
Baby.
No,
yeah. Tell baby.
He kissed, she tells. Do you think Eddie Winslow, you break
Well, you know, back in the day, it was really cool. I mean, because there weren't all these crazy rules and barriers and all of this weird stuff, you know. You can't compliment a lady and say, honey, it wasn't. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, we used to be able to be friendly. I mean, we're creative.
Oh, friendly? So you just slipped and dropped into
and drop into
friendly,
I mean, just, you know, if we were running lines or if I was dropping in on to say hi and another sound stage, a quick drop in. Is this thing on?
Is that sexual abuse there? Hit him in the head with a goddamn mic. It's like,
accept.
Shit, I'm glad it's
I
a
have
mic.
To ask you guys,
you
guys a question.
See some of the shit she pulls out on me.
Like, dude, what she hit you in the head like a dildo?
Lord have mercy.
No,
she
but
be...
I do want to buy a strap on.
Baby, honey, we can't talk about this, honey. No, no. We're running for governor. No, baby. No, nothing.
Just
nothing.
Just
nothing but your tongue goes back there. You know
just
the rules.
A little tip.
Just little pinky.
Nothing but your tongue in there, baby. You know the rules. Stop that.
A little tickling.
I'm working on it.
Maybe the size of the tongue.
Mimi, listen.
Wait, is your mom gonna watch this?
My mom might come across. Somebody might say.
I'm just kidding, Miss Shay.
I know the bishop is gonna see it.
I'm just kidding, Jaron.
Bishop Jaron, my cousin is a bishop. He's one of the youngest bishops ever in the history of the whole bishopism.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, really proud of him.
It was awesome.
It's the not long.
Is he going to be the one to marry you, Eddie Winston?
Can bishop marry?
Well, I want the bishop to marry us. That's what, and you know, hopefully we'll do it right before the election, you know, right before we win and everything. So
great idea, Eddie.
And then we'll start the OnlyFans and get far away from the church.
Yeah, because we're going to be backsliders. I'm a professional backslider, actually. You know, I told my mama, she asked me to go to my cousin's ordination. I said, Mama, I'm going to combust instantly when I walk into church. And she said, that's how I talk to the mother's board. They're saying some extra prayers tonight because we can't lose you like that. So, you know, I'm a
And then he made me go.
Yes, I did. You know, I had to take my backsliding partner. We professional, perpetual backsliders.
Have you... Darius, have you ever ate a pussy while she was on a period?
No, I don't think we have, but we've had
periods. You still get a period?
We've had period sex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah,
she claimed to be.
I'm good.
So you like to pour your hot dog in the ketchup?
I don't like to, but, you know, if I have to have her, I have to have her.
That's a lie. Guys love it. It's more wet. It's more sensual. The girl is more horny. Well, everything.
Only if it's a real man, though, because it's like those little bitch men that are like, ew, 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 ew.
Mike, I hope you get some lessons tonight.
I don't like
you.
I mean, she forced me a few times.
She probably has devil head,
Raja.
She
doesn't look like she needs to force you to do anything.
You know she had. We've had big arguments about her trying to make me fuck on her period.
Well, why not? You know
all
what?
All I have to do is take her to
the
shower.
It's hot.
Well, no. She want me to look at the blood. She yes, don't like fuck the shower.
Look at the blood, fool.
That sounds very Christ-like. That sounds very Christ-like. That sounds like like a good Christian. Well, I mean, no, you just pee on me for that. That's what you do when you do that.
No R. Kelly stuff going
on. No, I like it when she pees on me.
Okay.
I do.
You got to get close and grind the pee, not stand up and shower. That's bullshit.
The golden shower.
It's cold by the time it hits the body.
Everybody has been.
That's bullshit.
Michael, stop playing.
Titties.
Have you been peed on before?
Titties.
No, I've never been. I peed on and I never peed on somebody.
Mimi, have you peed on anybody?
No.
That's how you take ownership.
To do it, but I didn't do it.
Mimi, you seem like you look like a peer.
You never peed on anybody?
No, I didn't. I was young.
You wouldn't pee on nobody?
No.
You wouldn't want to own nobody?
Chinese best friend, have you peed on anyone? Anybody peed
no,
on you?
Michael Blackson.
So
never pee anywhere.
Anybody peed on you?
Huh? No.
Have you ever peed outside when you drunk?
I pee outside in the tree.
You didn't pee on like no mouse or nothing?
No, rattlesnake. Not that I know of. Yeah.
I had a fan.
She has a
who
confession.
Used to call me, hear me, name me, I pee pee, and he hear it, he pays me.
He pays you to hear you pee?
Yeah.
Like a 500, like a couple of hundred?
Like 180 to 200.
To hear you piss.
I like to hear
just,
I like
when
to
I'm
hear
about
my baby
to pee,
pee.
I'll
that's
let him
specific,
know. He will just hear it.
Wow, that's a good
how about
price.
Shitting?
Variation.
You want to hear
yeah,
you shit too?
Yeah, when I need that money, yeah, I'll call.
Has he ever want to hear you shit?
That's a great one.
I never met him.
I'm saying, for him to hear, like, your dude drop in the toilet, droop. You
no,
wanna,
no, just
I can't
number
get
one.
Into the shit thing. I don't
only.
Judge nobody for anybody for what they like. You
guys,
like what you
like.
One.
Trust me. Like,
couldn't get into the shit.
Yes, no. I've had the request for a video for $1,000 to have like the
shit.
Camera on my back.
Well,
and,
you
like,
shit.
Squat.
Well, that's probably because
they
of Buffalo. They
can't.
They,
want to see it
they probably can't believe.
Asshole.
They probably can't
did
believe
you
that you shit out of that thing.
How much was it?
$1,000.
You got $1,000.
Of course you did, Michael Broxton.
They
even
wanted
she's on diarrhea.
They wanted proof that
she
that thing.
Cannot see nothing but my asshole and the thing coming out.
Wow.
Who would know? Nobody's gonna know. They're gonna know. Nobody's gonna know.
Turn around. Let's see that ass. Is it the same ass? Yeah, you.
I was like this. I would go like this and I would squat. Nobody would know.
Now he knows whose ass it was.
Like, I'm going to go take a piss. I need to pee.
He's like Chinese best friends. That like, rattlesnake I'm going to head out now.
Rattlesnake.
Done.
It's official, Mother Sucker. My Patreon page is now live. My weekly Titty Tuesday and Twerking Thursdays are moving exclusively to Patreon, where they could no longer be censored by the social media companies. I will also be sharing daily updates plus show announcements here first. See you on Patreon, you Mother Suckers.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, question. I wanted to know, how is it for, like, I'm asking all of you because obviously you guys are in a public eye. I've been, like, with people that are in the public eye and I feel it's so annoying and I've been there only one day. How is it to feel, watch every second of your life? Be honest, like, the good part and the bad parts about it.
Michael?
You know, I never looked at myself as a celebrity. I always felt like I'm just this funny guy that everybody fucks with. I got used to it. My life is like an open book. You know, I mean, we went on couples retreat and my fans got to know everything about me, my personal life. I don't hold nothing back.
That's you know? I would have to agree with that. My life is an open secret though.
Yeah, but sometimes news come in the news and they're not even true. Yeah, and you have to deal with it. It's like if somebody said something about me and it's not true, I laugh about it. Yeah, and exactly. I'd be like, you're a weirdo. Second of all, after I just deal with it and it's not a problem. 2 days later, nobody knows. But when you're in the public eyes, it's in the news. It's in Shade Room. It's in this. Well, it's in that. It kind of keeps it like in your face all the time.
You used to be able to really do that. You know, I mean, that was the whole thing is you would laugh at it. But now you spend all of your resources fighting someone's accusations. You know, because 9 times out of 10, they're trying to clout chase.
Exactly.
So that's why. But you do have to be cognizant of your surroundings at all times, and you have to make sure that you surround yourself with good people. Real people.
Yeah. Yes.
And for me, being the wife of, sometimes it's difficult because you honor the fans because they're the ones that you're here for, mm-hmm. but you also have to dedicate your life. And so you have to kind of forsake your private life.
Give
it
part of yourself, yeah.
Right. And then you have to like really be private mm-hmm. instead of just being natural.
And it's annoying.
So it's hard because yeah. if you want to go out to dinner, like I can't get his full attention because a million motherfuckers come up to the table. Eddie Winslow. That's not his fucking name, but...
Except
but it is
Chinese bestie.
I don't mind what you do, only because of your accent. But it is difficult, especially like say if we're having a debate or a minor argument,
or if I'm at a
and we I have to stop.
Yeah, because
and then
it's
like,
gonna
oh,
go.
Can I get this? And I want to put him on. I'm like, get the fuck out of here! But you can't
you
do
can't.
That yeah. because. That's what they sign up for.
So you can't
when
like
in the
be
public eye.
Not that you can't be real, but you can't go to the store and be normal or like do anything normal. It's kind of like I feel like everybody's always looking at you, and like it's like you don't want to always be looked at. And I feel like that's
yes.
hard. And I'm like I'm just an Instagram model. I don't have that much followers, but sometimes it gets crazy. I go somewhere and people are like just annoying. And I'm just that regular person. So I can't imagine somebody that is always watching you, your every step, your every move. Like you can't breathe.
Well,
you know
as,
what I'm saying?
As Rick James's wife, you know, he was an icon, a musical icon. But then being with Darius, I realized like he's more recognizable than my husband was because he was on primetime TV. He was in everybody's living room.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a musical icon, you know, you kind of have to seek them out. They aren't just in your living room every night on the TV during family time.
And then the people yeah. feel like they
so
yeah.
and then they feel comfortable
enough.
With coming up and like sitting down at your table. Oh my God, you changed my life, and it's a positive message. But then it's like boundaries, bitch. But then I don't say it, but in my mind I'm like, fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
Eddie Winslow is a very wonderful man, though.
Well, thank you, Chani. Yeah.
And so is Darius McCrary.
But, yeah. but the moral...
Darn.
The moral of the story is that I just want to say that to thank people. You. When people are having dinner, no matter how many times you saw them on TV or how much you like their songs...
Let us
just,
eat.
Yeah, just let them be. And maybe towards the end when they're walking out, like politely... ask
I
them.
Love it when people do
but
do
I
that.
Mean like
yeah.
just
I love
be
it.
Polite
I,
about
I,
it
I'll,
like
I'll go even harder for them when they do that
yeah, yeah.
but right. then you have to also take an accountability you have to understand like Tanya just said we did sign up for this and these people feel like
they
taking into
us.
Account they feel like they know us and they also feel like they'll never get to see us again they're like yo
yeah.
I, this the mother sucker he might leave I have to walk up to him and I have to tell him I have to say I'm a bitch ass nigga.
Yes.
I have to say to him,
I'm the only guy that people come
nigga.
To me and curse me out. You punk bitch, ugly bitch nigga. Yeah.
And they're giving you
black
a compliment.
Bitch, and it's a compliment.
Right.
Yeah.
All my compliments starts with black bitch.
Oh my God.
You black, ugly hey, nigga. You punk
Mike,
bitch,
Mike,
black bitch.
Imagine if I'm coming to you asking you.
In front of your kids.
Did
and
I,
like kids, like, why the color is this?
But imagine if I'm coming to you saying, did I do that? And I'm like, motherfucker, that's not even my line.
That was my
co-star live, motherfucker. I don't know. Did you do that? Tell me. What you trying to tell me, motherfucker? You trying to tell me something?
Do I look like I was ever a nerd?
Edo, I'm like, where? You know.
You know, fans are the one who made us, you know, like if you're in the industry, fans are the one who building your brand, whatever. So you have to make time and, you know.
Yes, but you got to respect. There's a respect that me, I don't care. I'm a fan of the only person that would Star Trek me right now. I'm going to say it because I've met a
Tom
lot
Cruise.
Of stars. No.
Brad Pitt.
No. Seth Rogen.
Interesting.
I love Seth Rogen. I want to smoke an L.
Interesting.
I want to
okay.
laugh, and
Seth's
I'm obsessed
cool
with his
guy.
Laugh.
Cool.
Seth Rogen.
Would you suck his dick?
Oh, she's sucking
no,
his dick.
No, it's not like that. It would be like a smoke. I want to laugh.
Would
make
you
jokes.
Divorce the game?
What?
Would you divorce
the game? For
Seth
Rogen.
Yeah,
you're married to the
oh,
game.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rapper, the game. I'm like, I'd be doing a lot
so
of
confused.
Things for the game, too. But I'm saying, I would be like, hi, my name is Jesse. I dropped something on the floor. He'd be like, hi, I'm the game.
What's your name? Oh, Jesse
Thick. All right,
I got this for you.
Jesse
Thick. But anyways, yes, yeah, Seth Rogen.
She's funny, Mike. Titties, 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 Titties.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What are you doing?
Can we see some titties on Titty Tuesday? Can I?
Shout out to all the titties in here, small, big, medium size.
Well,
they're all beautiful. We're all beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's Titty Tuesday. That I'm trying to just decide. Is this
how you feel about Titty Tuesday, Paul? You
been real? That's a 40.
You haven't said much. How you feel about Titty Tuesday?
I love it. Michael Blackson, 40 triple D.
Yes.
On the motherfucking
dog.
No, the fuck
I'm holy crap. Eddie Winslow, Michael Blackson.
Ding, 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 ding. Michael Blackson, right 40
the
D.
The man is multi-talented. Right? He's not just a comedian.
He never make mistakes.
He's a clairvoyant as well.
I guess the titty size right. Wow.
What's my size, Michael?
Yeah, Michael Blackson.
Fuck. 36 double Ds.
No.
32. They're bigger. 34. 32. That's
just
not a triple.
Yes, yeah, a triple. It's a triple, but she has a small
34
waist.
Triple D.
32.
34
double D.
Ooh. Okay, 34 double D.
Those are not double Ds.
That's pretty
good. Yes. I said 36 double Ds.
So. When I buy bras, I buy 36 single D or 34
double D.
Yeah.
At
Victoria's?
I don't wear bras.
Yeah, I don't wear
bras.
I'm not.
Me, I'm a braless bitch. Sorry.
I'm wearing underwear.
Let the titty freeze.
I love bras.
I wish I liked them, but I'm not comfortable.
You know what? When I was little, I was told, and I always kept it, that Marilyn Monroe wore a bra 24/7. She wore it to bed, and she never had saggy titties. I mean, she died young, but still, it was my thing.
Drug overdose?
Drug overdose. It was a drug overdose. Yeah. I mean, she was.
I heard that she was taken out.
She was overdosed.
I feel overdosed. Like there's a...
Because she was fucking with the Kennedy.
Well, both
there's
of them.
A lot
she
of
was fucking
artists
the Kennedy
that were
brothers.
Died just weirdly. Like yeah. Michael Jackson. Like we like Prince. A lot of people that is just disappeared just like
right.
This when they're too intelligent, when they talk too much.
Right.
And when they're big right. Of the
like
top.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Exactly.
That's why I'm going to run for governor so that I can just join them. Because if you can't beat them, just join them.
Great idea.
What?
Well, no, honey.
You can't leave me.
Honey, no. We're going to join... the other side so that they don't knock us off.
Yeah.
I know you're a rebel. You've always been a rebel.
Mm-hmm. But we're to an island.
Well, honey, no, we're going to do that, but we're for the people, though. We're not, we're going to...
Yeah, for the people.
For the people. That's it. For the people. That's it. We're going to...
Yes, sir.
And we're going to return...
for president.
Yes, eventually, after Darius for governor, we're going to go all the way, honey. We're going to return this great state to what it once should have been.
Yes.
Well, you have to understand, California was first Khalifa. This was Mexico.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when people say, you know, speak English to our Latino brothers and sisters, it's actually an insult. You should learn, honestly, what this was geographically. This was Mexico.
I mean, nobody's illegal in a fucking country that was stolen. So, let's just be real.
Los Angeles, you used to be Tijuana.
I'm not getting deported?
I hope not.
Hey man, they can never deport you, man. Your brother is about to become governor. Hell no.
Brother.
Yeah. We'll bring all his family, everybody from Africa.
Hell yeah.
With the green card.
My nigga.
We all
will.
Hell yeah.
Canada could also, I could bring you and your titties to come. To,
I live here.
I need a green card for this.
You
yeah.
Need three.
I live here.
And don't forget that juicy ass, that big butt too. You need a whole green card for that ass.
When are you going to Canada?
As soon as we able to go there and do some shows. Are they doing live
vaccine.
Performances now?
I it's think mandatory now.
Europe is going to open up in November. So ooh. People can come from Europe here now because they were closed.
Okay.
They were not letting anybody come from Europe.
That's what COVID.
So Canada comedy.
I hate it.
You know Russell.
The new world order.
Yeah, I know Russell.
Yeah.
That's the homie.
But well, I got to say, in 2020, a lot of people woken up. It was a year of awoken people. People like kind of realized, whoa, I'm a real person. It's not like work, wake up, go to work. Party on weekends. It was like, whoa,
was
I have
reset.
A life.
For
I have
sure.
Passions. Yes. People like change their lives and have like new careers because of COVID. So a lot of things were bad, but a lot of people woken up and
absolutely.
I'm really glad that a lot of people now are actually more real and that we could actually have conversation in real life, not only on our internet or on the phone.
But when you realize what you had because it's taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You start to appreciate things
in real
time, in the moment, and appreciate life. Like the moments that you have there
and appreciate each other. That's we should right, never man. We should never take our hellos and our goodbyes for granted, because it could always be the last one. We must
it's
always
ciao for now. Absolutely. Shout out to my friend.
Well, this was
ciao
a wonderful now. Episode. I'm glad you all came. It was
Yeah, this was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And our future governor, future Miss Governor,
First Lady also. They call that First Lady as well.
Let's
right?
give everybody Instagram. Ladies, give. Let's start with
MimiZE1.
Give them the microphone, because everybody here is not mute and deaf.
My IG name is MimiZE1.
My name is Jessie with an I, THICC.
That's your IG as well?
Yeah, Jessie with two C's.
That's right. Miss Governor, you going to give me your Instagram? They might want to follow you.
It's style, the number 4, change.
Style for change.
That's a nice
one. Style me for change.
That's right. Yeah. Of course, you guys know Darius McCurry.
Darius
congratulations
McCurry.
On the engagement.
Give her Chinese bestie. Chinese give her bestie. The mic.
Chinese bestie.
Mine's Paula.
And a rattlesnake.
PaulaContento.
Wait, say that one more time.
Again, I'm sorry.
Paula Contento.
I'm trying to remember. He's going to DM you.
Contento.
PaulaContento.
I DM her first.
Yes,
C-O-N.
Don't get it twisted.
I'm just a bitch ass nigga.
Contentos, it's so contento, cute. Yes.
So contento. AKA, what you call it? Cocaína? What you call it?
Cocaína.
I'm addicted to taquitos. I love taquitos.
Can you stop rubbing Mimi's leg? I'm really turning on. When women touch each other, it really turns me
it's
on.
Really sexy. It's sexy.
It's
sexy.
It's soft, the material.
And Mimi got some pretty feet, too. Yes. Toes. Look at the toes, Paul. Yeah,
maybe. That's filters. It's not real. It's filters. Yes, filters.
Paula, do you like to hike?
I do. I love it.
Oh!
Jesus, hallelujah! Praise
the
Lord.
She's better than the last.
Honey. That was
everybody
a nice
for joining us in another episode. We are about to film Darius McCurry and his wife's sex tape right now. So we have to go. Thank y'all for joining us.
I'm going
to
be the videograph.
You're the videograph.
I'm
going to just produce it. Mimi, you're the director. And I'm just going to put it out.
I'm going home.
Thank you, you mother suckers.
See ya.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.